Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show.
If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, you know they got a hell of a band.
And now, your host, Gary Null.
And Otis brought us all to the dock of the bay.
Hi, I'm Gary Null. This is the program for empowering people on environmental, health, anti-aging, and all important issues that impact our lives, individually and collectively. Today, we're going to take on several of those. First, with health and nutrition. And important today is for all of you suffering from high blood pressure or are pre-diabetic or diabetic, good news. One nutrient, inexpensive, easy to find, you can grow it yourself, can lower your blood pressure, according to Kashan University of Medical Sciences. This was a meta-analysis, meaning a lot of different studies were reviewed. So it's a good study, something that all of us should be taking into our diet every day. Could save lives. How about that? Lots of lives. But that's only the beginning of our program. The majority of our program today will focus upon something you are completely unfamiliar with, the dark side of 5G. Now, the New York Times will tell you it's safe. But then again, they have a conflict of interest. They should have recused themselves because of that conflict. Yeah, they're a sponsor of 5G. I'm sure all of you are now familiar with the quaint little ads of how good 5G is, how fast it is, the internet of all things, where your refrigerator can talk back to you, you know, and tell you what you want to know. Everything is connected. And that little thing, what's the population of New York City? And suddenly you get an answer. Of course, it's recording you. All this is a part of 5G. All of it is the connection of everything. That's not safe. Who says? Thousands of medical doctors and scientists. Where they said it? In peer-reviewed literature. Thousands of these studies. Why don't we know about this? Why aren't there open debates and discussions? Because that's not how a vulture capitalist system works. That's not how fascism works. The combination of major corporations and capturing federal agencies, state agencies, so that the corporate industry, the corporatocracy, dictates health policies. So if they don't want you to know that something's bad, you won't hear it. Look at COVID. At least with COVID, in some states, you had the right, a body sanctity. Your body is sovereign. Your body, your choice. If you don't want a vaccine, you don't have to have one. But with 5G, you have no choice. Every single person watching or listening to this program right now will be adversely affected. There is no good outcome to 5G. None. It is all negative. That's not scare tactics. That's not fear-mongering. That's simply reviewing the actual scientific literature. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to do an entire expose of the scientific literature showing you the danger of what is going to be turned on later today, around 6 o'clock tonight. Now, who is screaming about this? The entire aviation industry, all the major airlines, Delta and United and American, and foreign carriers. In fact, as of today, there are major carriers from countries around the world that are refusing to land in the United States. Why? Because aside from what it does with electromagnetic pulses, they go out and penetrate buildings, penetrate your body, and adversely affect the DNA. Yeah, it does all that. And by the way, that's not just 5G, that's also 4, 3, 2, and even 1G. What about all the landing gears on these planes? Well, the technology that allows your plane to land safely, to know how far from the ground you are, the industry feels that 5G could disrupt that. Oh, so what if you're coming in to land in fog? You have very little to no visual resources. You have to rely upon your technology that's showing you how far you are from the land, and it malfunctions. Think of the consequences. How many plane crashes, how many dead bodies, how many excuses before the industry acknowledges that it was more interested in promoting its own interest and profits than that of the health of the rest of the public. So that's happening today as we speak. And of course, as always, we will have the definitive insights, information for you so you can download it, you can read it, and you can share it, and you should today, because it's happening today. But we always start with the latest on health and healing. I grow ginger. I love the way all the aromatics smell at night, lavender and lilac and honeysuckle and jasmine, chrysanthemums, and ginger. But at the bottom of a, let's say, 10 or 12 foot ginger plant, which is a beautiful reed that has a white flower, is a root. Now, some of the roots can be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches long. And you cut that and you get your ginger. And then you can scrub it, and you can saute it, you can juice it, you can eat it raw. But it's extremely beneficial. It's just one of the finest functional foods you can put in your body. But according to the results of a systematic review of a meta-analysis, this in this case 10 different studies, and they looked at glucose, blood sugar, and they look at blood pressure. And they found that ginger helps lower both of those. That means that taking ginger on a daily basis could help you prevent the consequences. Now, this was a study between 8 and 13 weeks, and it was with about 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day. That's only 1 to 3 grams. And by the way, it's 28.35 grams to an ounce. So we're talking about what would it fit in one small part of a teaspoon? So just make sure you get your ginger every day. It's helping you in ways you're not aware of. Also, a study reveals for the first time that talking therapy changes the brain's wiring. This is from King's College London. It's a brand new study. It was also done at South London and the Foundation Trust. And it showed that cognitive behavior therapy strengthens specific connections in the brains of people with psychoses, and that these stronger connections are associated with long-term reduction in symptoms and recovery, and that is important. You can actually recover from this. So it involves people change the way they think about, respond to their thoughts and experiences, and they talk it out. Just having someone, a professional, they can talk with, instead of just getting a pharmaceutical drug that does little to no benefit and a lot of harm. So bring back talk therapy and let people talk about their distressing beliefs and their unusual experiences, because that helps them. And that helps develop strategies to reduce this distress and improve well-being. Once again, what Peter Bregan, one of America's greatest psychiatrists, said, talk it out, don't drug it out. Now, from Lund University in Sweden comes a study about rosehip, R-O-S-E-H-I-P. It increases energy expenditure and weight management. Simply stated, the daily supplements containing rosehip powder may prevent weight gain in this laboratory experiment. And also, we need that. We need something that prevents the enormous amount of fat accumulation. And this is just one of those And by the way, it was in this particular study at a health facility that a dose of Rosehip was able to help people lose weight. I mean, we're not talking about exercise or other diet, just it alone. And that's important. That's the latest in health and healing, going a little short today because we want to go. Now we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to go into 5G, everything you need to know. And we will have for you immediately many articles on 5G, all fully documented. So please inform yourself. These documents that you're going to see in lay language have enough science behind them and actual documentation that they can be used by law firms and you to help stop this 5G rollout until there is open and honest debate, allowing the thousands of scientists and specialists in the field of electromagnetic pulse radiation to have their say. All right? So we got a strong show for you. Please stay with us. That's a voice. Also today, time permitting, I'll be sharing an article with John W. Whitehead and Nisha Whitehead on totalitarian paranoia ran amok, pandemics, lockdowns, martial law from the Rutherford Institute. But now to more information on 5G. Again, this will be posted in just a few moments. It's entitled 5G's Crimes Against Humanity. Why should you be concerned? Seems though no one's concerned. The mainstream media is not. The government's not. The scientific community in total is not. So the rollout of the new C-band 5G service by AT&T and Verizon, scheduled for today, has raised alarms from major airline executives who have warned that it will create catastrophic, their term, not mine, interference with flight navigation systems and pilot safety during takeoff and landing. The risk will be greater during bad weather. Among the warnings are major disruptions in commerce and supply chain, the overriding of aircraft electronic safety systems and radio alternators, and the grounding of flights that will leave tens of thousands of Americans grounded. Their words again. According to CNN, the airlines estimate that upwards of 1,000 flights will be disrupted every day. The 5G threat is particularly heightened in low visibility conditions. Chief executives from American Airlines, United, Delta, Southwest, and JetBlue have demanded that 5G be blocked within a 2-mile radius of major U.S. airports. Well, okay, that's serious. And what about the foreign airlines such as Dubai's, Emirates, Air India, Japan Air, Lufthansa, and British Airways have already changed or are canceling flights to the United States as we speak. Two of the world's largest plane manufacturers, Airbus and Boeing, have also issued warnings. Now, this has become an ongoing battle between the Federal Aviation Administration and the private telecom industry and its Washington lobbyists. The FAA has been warning about 5G interruptions of planes' navigational systems for quite some time. The telecom industry's unwillingness to budge is most disturbing because the Biden administration has already permitted 90% of the wireless tower development and deployment to roll out as scheduled. It is only in the vicinity of major airports where the FAA and the airlines demand restrictions due to safety concerns. However, as we have reported over the last many years, the telecom giants, notably AT&T and Verizon, and its leading media spokespersons at CNN and the New York Times, have undermined and denied 5G's risks, especially to human health and the environment, ever since wireless technologies were first commercialized. 5G is destined to be a permanent fixture across the nation. There's barely a chance to prevent it. The the thousands of medical and environmental studies confirming high EMFs, electromagnetic frequency dangers, and the petition signed by thousands of international scientists to halt its deployment are unequivocally ignored or ostracized or canceled. It is estimated that there are over 10,000 peer-reviewed clinical studies mentioning serious molecular biological injury and defects to your organs, all your organs, your neurons, your brain cells, and cells and cellular functions, and your DNA damage, even DNA damage to plants, animals, and humans. Between August 2016 and September 2018, alone, over 400 new studies on electromagnetic radiation risks were compiled by public health professor Joel Moskowitz at the University of California, Berkeley. They were ignored. Despite the pandemic, lockdowns and social distancing have not hindered 5G's progress to connect every American into its spider's web. In December 2019, T-Mobile reached its goal of nationwide 5G coverage of over 1.3 million square miles. In our interest, that's 34% of the U.S. population. And AT&T reached its milestone of reaching 179 million people. All right, that's a lot of people. Taken together, that's over 200 million people and over half the American absolute land base. The 5G rollout is also crucial for international globalists to usher in the fourth industrial revolution. The World Economic Forum's presentation, in their words, not mine, quote, "Why is 5G important for the fourth industrial revolution?" outlines the multi-trillion dollar impact advanced connectivity will have on manufacturing, wholesale, retail, smart cities, homes, public services, transportation, real-time banking, finance and insurance, agriculture and forestry, microchip surveillance, real estate, education, mining, health and medicine. That's according to them. Didn't know it? Why not? Because the media is not presenting what the fourth revolution is. They're calling it the Great Reset. We will today. We must not hold any false hopes that the Biden administration will ultimately side with the airline safety concerns. During the 2020 election, the Biden administration received $97 million from the communication tech sector. Alphabet, that's Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, AT&T, and Comcast overwhelmingly contributed to the Biden war chest. The American public is being bamboozled with blatant falsehoods to embrace 5G as a necessary and innovative technology that will benefit and improve our lives. It will not. But the real truth is the exact opposite. Let me be specific now. The information I'm going to share with you has been abbreviated from scientific peer-reviewed literature that is fully validated and has been stated by international experts such as Drs. Deborah Davis and Dr. Martin Paul about electromagnetic frequencies' adverse effects. And they've shared this with government leaders and national legislators repeatedly. To what benefit? Nothing. Because it stops after they've had their 3-minute or 5-minute comments. Because the people who've received the money from the big industries do not want this information to become a law to protect you. This outline was presented by Dr. Martin Paul, by the way, who is Professor Emeritus of Biochemistry and Molecular Sciences at Washington State University, to the National Institutes of Health. So just put this in perspective. The top scientists at the National Institutes of Health, our highest body of scientific development and advancements and discussion and dialogue, had this information repeatedly. Dr. Paul is recognized worldwide as an expert in EMF and 5G's detrimental effects on biological systems and the diseases associated with wireless technology. So why should you be concerned? Lower fertility. 5G alters the structure of the testes and the ovaries, lower sperm count, and the number of egg follicles, increases spontaneous abortion and lowers the levels of three sex hormones. Neurological and neuropsychiatric effects. There has been a dramatic increase in the conditions from mobile phones, the internet, wireless technologies, and these include insomnia, fatigue, depression, headaches, cognitive dysfunction, anxiety, and loss of memory. Animal studies have shown that EMFs produce major changes in brain structure. The actual structure of your brain will be altered by 5G and smart meters and your cell phone and Wi-Fi, which is likely happening to everyone who has extensive daily exposure to EMFs. Cellular DNA damage? Yes, that also. There are three types of DNA damage observed in EMF exposure: single and double DNA breaks and oxidized DNA bases. These can cause cancer and mutations in the sexual germ lines. Also, programmed cell death. EMSs contribute to programmed cell death that in turn leads to reproductive and neurodegenerative disorders. Oxidative stress, free radical damage that has been associated with numerous health conditions, including cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, myocardial infarction, stroke, chronic inflammation, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, cellular death, and aging, premature aging. But it also impacts your endocrine system. According to Dr. Paul, every hormonal system in your body is adversely affected when you're exposed to EMF. Excessive intracellular calcium, which is Ca2+, is critical for cellular activity. This disrupts it. And how about cancer? We found on PubMed 35 separate scientific peer-reviewed articles about the body and what happens to it when exposed to EMFs. It increases carcinogenesis, promotes the progress of tumor development, and contributes to the metastasis. And yet almost every cancer hospital is flooding the body with the x-rays and CAT scans, the irony of it is, in order to determine the proper diagnosis, they're creating a system in the body that creates cancer itself. But there are also other medical conditions that have been shown to be associated likely with EMF exposure. Cardiac effects. EMFs interfere with the electrical control of the heart that can produce tachycardia, bradycardia, arrhythmias, and abnormal heart palpitations. Well, what if you're one of the people who have had a pacemaker put in, and then someone just decides our building needs, or the company says, we're going to put a smart meter on. Now, when we've checked smart meters, actually read the readings on them, they were as much as 5,000 to 10,000 times more than what was considered safe. I even had an award-winning journalist call me about 7 months ago and says that something is going wrong in this person's body. They can't focus, they can't think, they're tired, they have no appetite, they can't sleep, they're weak all the time, they're confused, and they can't figure it out. And I said, go outside your brownstone and check to see if there was a smart meter put on. And indeed, there was. I said, that smart meter can go right through your house and into your body. And indeed, when that person moved out of that place, moved to a place where there was no 5G upstate, all those symptoms began to clear up. So think about those who have already an irregular heartbeat. And now this could exacerbate it into a heart attack. Also, the early onset of Alzheimer's and dementia. In recent years, and in parallel with increased EMF exposure, signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's are being observed in people age 30 and younger. Do you remember our generation, the baby boomers? Rarely did we see anyone with dementia or Alzheimer's because most people died before they developed it. Now with people living longer, you're seeing it. But now we're seeing it in young people. In fact, Dr. Paul has called this the digital dementias. Also, we're seeing it with autism and ADHD, and that's big in this country. Millions upon millions of children have this. And these neurological conditions can be associated with an increase of calcium overpenetrating cell linings due to EMF pulsations and disrupting the synapses formation. Everyone will be affected by 5G's radiation, but it will not require 3 decades to observe its injurious effects. Unlike cigarettes, nobody has a choice whether you wish to be exposed to 5G or not. 5G's EMF radiation is all pervasive. But you should also be aware that the mainstream media, in particular the New York Times, which has a collaborative agreement with a leading 5G provider, Verizon, have no intentions to warn the public or be honest about any of the scientific findings mentioned today. There is a growing consensus in the scientific and medical community that 5G will usher an epidemic of disease never before witnessed in human history. It is difficult to make forecasts. It would be purely speculative. But nevertheless, if the past and current research on EMF's adverse effects on healthy individuals and the environment during the past 50 years are any indication, I believe that we are entering a new epoch time of disease and neurological disorders that humanity is completely unprepared for, and this is on top of COVID. This is a consequence of what happens when an entire nation is trapped into carelessly trusting elected presidents and legislatures, state and federal level, whose campaigns are bankrolled by the telecom giants in Silicon Valley, in a media empire ruled by serial liars and masters of disinformation campaigns for private corporate interest. This is vulture capitalism at its worst. We're going to take a brief break and come back and look a little deeper on this. Please stay with us. Nice to be with you, everyone. Now we're going over to our scholar in residence, Richard Gale, who will add some additional thoughts onto this. Nice to have you with us today, Richard.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gary.
Richard, just a few questions, and then hopefully people will go to GaryNull.com and go to the articles and download the articles on 5G that we've already written. We've been writing about 5G for several years, and before that 4G and 3G, and just cell phones in general and Wi-Fi. I'll just give one example, and then I would like you to give your review also of how many scientific papers are out there, and what have they been saying, and why has nobody been listening? First off, there's a Panorama, which is a very highly respected and well-known British television program. And I was watching it. And they took a meter, an accurate meter, government-sponsored meter, into a school, a regular school, to see how much exposure a child would have sitting at a desk where all of their schools now have Wi-Fi and they all have computers. So, you know, they sit at the desk and they're, what, a foot away, foot and a half away from a computer, all sponsored by Wi-Fi. And they measured it. At no place in the school was there safe reading. And really, 300 to 400% more exposure to this electromagnetic pulse at this frequency all day long. So it wouldn't matter what class they're going to. There's the same computer in every classroom. So you're talking about maybe 6 hours of this exposure per day. And then they got up and they walked outside. And the further they walked, the less the readings went. But it took them almost a football field away from the school before they finally found a safe reading. Now keep in mind, in every airplane, the reason you're able to plug in and connect is Wi-Fi. And it's wired into every seat. Now imagine, you're right on top of Wi-Fi, but not only the Wi-Fi in your seat, the Wi-Fi in the whole plane. And think of the people like flight attendants and pilots, the people that fly frequently who are exposed to this, and yet nobody ever talks about it. There's no open, honest scientific debate. Your thoughts, please.
Yes, Gary. Well, I think if we look at many of the various trends that we're witnessing right now, particularly fertility in males. This has become, of course, a big concern among in many nations with just the poor quality of sperm development and the altered reproductive endocrine hormones, gonadal function, embryonic development. We've been seeing a rise in reports of studies related to this, but this goes back to warnings to go back quite some years through the National Academy of Medical Science in Russia, South Korea, Israel, Japan, that have been associating these adverse effects, including women's ovaries, right, and decreases in the estrous cycle and follicle growth being associated with EMF radiation. We've been speaking just about the health risks, and you mentioned many of those, but they're nearest the environmental risks, particularly the decline of the honeybees and other pollinators, the birds, birds now, we see these large die-offs of thousands and thousands of birds in certain locations. And these are also, it's not 100% conclusive, but there seems to be very, very strong scientific correlation between many of these disruptions in the natural world with the increase in EMF radiation everywhere. And of course, the 5G rollout is just going to increase that exponentially. So the problem is much, much bigger than just the human health risk that we're going to be experiencing through this. We've known of this, since EMF, since the 5G and these different wireless frequencies fall within the greater, larger microwave band, we've known about the dangers of microwave for decades. And we've reported on this in the past and the different documents the CIA released from all the Russian Soviet studies that were being done on microwaves, long-term studies looking at all the various kinds of cancers through long-term exposure to microwaves. That was back in the 1960s. They were conducting that. So now the science has been with us and it's been on our side for several decades now.
Okay. Well, now we just have to get the words out. I'm just going to ask everyone in this audience who cares about the larger society and everyone else's health, who may not be informed, who may not have the resources to know, or even the where do I look for information on a particular topic? They see the commercials every day on television. The commercial, a happy person comes in the store, do you have 5G? Yes, we do. And all these benefits you get from having 5G, not a word about the downside. And the industry is fully aware of the downside. It's preventing you from knowing this. This is worse than the tobacco industry, because I cannot explain enough about how dangerous 5G is. It is going to be catastrophic in its impact. So please pass on the article. Go to GaryNall.com. And Jesse, and if you could ask Phil in the office to make sure that this is posted immediately, and I will send a copy to both you and to Phil so we can get it up on the website right now, so that everybody has the article, all right? So share it, people. This is how we get people informed. This is how we make a difference. This is how we work together. This is not about, a difference of opinion. This is the scientific community telling you this is really, really bad. Over 10,000 studies and counting. So, and read the other articles we have written. Really educate yourself. And by the way, that's one of the reasons that coming up on the 23rd of this month, a Defeat the Mandate March in Washington, D.C. will be happening. And there's going to be, and by the way, for people who, for whatever reason, that you're deciding not to vaccinate and you're being told you'll be fired, don't quit. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't quit. Let them fire you, because once they fire you, there are hundreds of class action lawsuits that are going to be launched against states, individuals. You're going to see, I was just on the phone for a half hour, right up until a minute before we went on the air, with a lawyer who's joining our firm, to help me in these class action lawsuits. We've got so many lawsuits going on, you can't believe it. But we're now fighting back in the courts, and this is where we're going to win. But we have to show up. In Europe, they're showing up by the millions. Here, no. So ask yourself, do you want to work free? Free to work, free to travel, free to learn, free to question, free to speak, free to pray. Well, the mandates are not American. Stop the mass firings. Stop segregating by vaccine status. Stop calling Americans unpatriotic for making a personal medical choice. So, Americans of every class and color, Democrats and Republicans, vaccinated and unvaccinated, unite and stand together in peace and march. There'll be Dr. Professor Brett Weinstein, Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dale Bigtree, Jimmy Levy, Ken Jenkins, Dr. Christina Parks, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Paul Alexander, Reza Islam, Rabbi Zev Epstein. These are just some of the people. And I'm sorry I won't be there, Ryan Cole, all these people we've had on the program, right? And we brought you all of this. So we want you to be there and to hear some of the best speakers, some of the most courageous people in America. So please arrive at the Washington Monument at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. They start to march together to the Lincoln Memorial, which is 1 mile, at 11:30. At 12:30, a wide range of featured speakers will be waiting. And so there'll be journalists and athletes, actors, all kinds of people showing up to give a talk. You need to be a part of this. So however you have to get to Washington, you know, take an Amtrak, bus, plane, whatever you have to do to get there. And again, it is January 23rd. All right? That's, you know, and again, when we share this information, then at least you can pass it forward. Share the article today and then pass it forward. Now, I'm going to give you an article. I'm going to give you an audio clip, a short one from a highly respected, and by the way, very liberal individual in her politics, Kim Iverson, who is actually agreeing with something that someone who I don't really pay any attention to, I don't listen to him, I don't particularly like a lot of his views, Glenn Beck. But he has the number one selling book on Amazon, and it doesn't deal with socialists and communists and all that. It deals with power. But he's talking about the Great Reset, and this is what she has to say. So listen carefully, because after her, we're going to go to a really interesting discussion about the Great Reset that all of you are being brought into, and you shouldn't be. Here we go.
Well, Glenn Beck was on Tucker Carlson's show last week touting what has been called a right-wing conspiracy theory and discussing his new book, The Great Reset, Joe Biden and the Rise of 21st Century Fascism.
It explains why the schools are tracking with the DOJ, why Fauci with the vaccine mandates, why Fauci is hiding his relationship with Big Pharmaceutical, our gas prices, the First Amendment rights, the January 6th people being set up by the FBI. All of this, Tucker, this is the most important book I have read. This is the most important, or that I've written, this is the most important topic of my career, and I think this is the most important topic in the world today. The Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It is something that the Davos people have put together along with the World Economic Forum.
Okay, well, maybe that all sounds a little bit loony, and believe me, I do think Glenn Beck tends to be a loon, but maybe this isn't such a crazy conspiracy theory after all. And after seeing everything we've seen with the governments enacting all sorts of authoritarian controls and many other conspiracy theories coming true, maybe there's something to be concerned about. So what is the Great Reset? The name even sounds conspiratorial, but believe it or not, it's a real thing. The Great Reset started off as the name of a meeting held by the World Economic Forum in the summer of 2020. The World Economic Forum began in the 70s. It's basically a club made up of world leaders, corporations, and other wealthy elites. Every year, they get together in Davos, Switzerland, and pontificate about how to best manage the world and solve problems. This year, The meeting starts today. However, due to the pandemic, like last year, the winter in-person Davos meeting has been postponed to summer, and instead they'll be hosting the meetings this week online. And the conference kicks off today with a special opening speech by China's Xi Jinping. But basically, think of it as a bunch of hoity-toities getting together in a bougie ski resort town to make connections, rub elbows, collaborate. Sometimes world leaders make some peace and prevent war, which is a good thing. Sometimes people will fundraise money for causes, which is also a good thing. But mostly it's a way for elites and world leaders to get together and scheme up new ways to march us towards a more globalized world. Ideas like NAFTA were born in Davos at their annual meeting. Now, the Great Reset is the name of one of those meetings, and it's since turned into an entire agenda with its own microsite attached to the main World Economic Forum website. And the founder of the World Economic Forum has even written a book titled The Great Reset. So it's very real. Now, the idea is the COVID pandemic has been so disruptive, it's exposed social, political, and economic weaknesses in the Western world. They claim COVID exposed breakdowns in a variety of sectors, from healthcare to education to finance to energy. They claim Western capitalism is the root cause of these issues, and a serious overhaul, a reset of the system is needed. Never mind the fact that most of the disruption was actually caused by governments shutting down businesses, societies, and schools, and now going a step further and telling people they must be vaccinated numerous times over in order to participate in the economy and society. Governments, no matter what their intentions have been, whether you think it's good or bad, they are the reason for the disruptions. But the Great Reset says, either way, it's an opportunity. An opportunity to rebuild society in a way the global elites see best fit. Now, one thing that really stands out is that they're very vague about what this reset means or even looks like. They just insist it will be good for us. And because the reset blatantly blames Western capitalism, we see a lot of right-wing outlets such as Fox News and Breitbart going after the Great Reset, claiming it's ushering in socialism or communism. But as Glenn Beck mentioned later on in his interview with Tucker, he says he was wrong, that it wasn't about socialism or communism, that it's more about enacting a form of government similar to China's. And what does that mean exactly if it doesn't mean communism? Well, it means that you would own nothing. Everything would be owned by, most likely, one of the many World Economic Forum partner corporations, and you would have no privacy. Take a look at this video published in 2016 on the World Economic Forum's Facebook page. You'll own nothing and you will be happy. That's what they're saying. With inflation sky high and no signs of it slowing down, they might be right. We are on our way to becoming a nation of renters. But don't worry, it's nothing to fear. Just the opposite, says Bloomberg, if you remember this story. Bloomberg, by the way, is one of the hundreds of partners with the World Economic Forum. And they list all of their partners on their website. Other partners include NBC, Google, New York Times, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Apple, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and many, many others. On top of the idea we're just going to have to move towards the sharing economy, the elites have discussed eradicating paper money, making all transactions traceable. We've talked about the proposed plan for the IRS to audit all bank accounts with accumulation of $600 in annual deposits. Well, they've used the fear of global and domestic terrorism to justify and even make popular things like surveillance and censorship. They're limiting our ability to work, get an education, travel, and even enjoy life on the premise of bringing us safety. They're turning us against one another, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, right versus left, getting us to ban and cancel one another, ushering in a sort of organic social credit system. And my guess is many people would welcome a big tech or government-controlled social credit scoring system in the same vein as what has been rolled out in China. This would ensure they are only sharing restaurants and movie theaters with other do-gooders like themselves. But don't worry, everything is being done under the premise that this is all being done for our own good, the benefit of a collective society, and we will be happy. So what's really interesting.
Now, so she's agreeing that the Great Reset is real. It's not a conspiracy theory, but why would anyone say it's a conspiracy theory when Davos and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and thousands of others and all these major corporations, all the heavy hitters, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates and their foundation, the Clintons, all are very supportive of the Great Reset. Prince Charles supported the Great Reset. It's a great opportunity, they said. COVID made the opportunity a good time to change to the fourth industrial revolution. It's bad to the bone. When they say you will own nothing, they mean it. You will own nothing. You won't own your car. You won't own anything. But you'll be happy. But how do you get that to happen? Now we go to another clip that is more incisive. Please listen.
When we talk about collective ownership, we are often told that the great thing about it is that everybody will own. The reality of the thing is that nobody but those in power own.
Great Reset is an idea put forward by the World Economic Forum to fundamentally restructure the global economy in the wake of COVID-19. But what are some of the dangers inherent in this ideology? Joining me to discuss is Douglas Kruger, who's a speaker and author focusing on political correctness. Douglas, could you tell our viewers what is this idea of the Great Reset exactly, and what are some of the risks attached to it?
Like many of the politically correct ideas that we hear bandied about in the media, this entire project is couched in kindness. It is presented as something that is being done or being proposed for our good and for the greater good. And that always sets my alarms and sensors going, because that tends to lead to very problematic ideology. In a very quick nutshell, the proposal out of Davos is essentially this: a group of exceptionally powerful individuals, predominantly in the banking, finance, and business sector, in alliance with government leadership, are proposing that as a result of these COVID lockdowns that have done a great deal of damage to economies globally, they perceive that they now have an opportunity to rebuild economies, but to do so in what they believe is a more enlightened fashion. And there are, generally speaking, there are problems with the idea of groups of people in power deciding the history of humanity. In a best case scenario, we are simply supposed to be free to determine our own futures, our own progress, what we want out of life. Now, in this particular case, what they're proposing is a sort of collectivist idea that takes personal ownership out of the equation. The little phrase, and it sounds so innocent, is you will own nothing and you will be happy. Now, if you go back just several hundred years, the founding father and first president of the United States, which was essentially a project founded on the idea of human liberty and freedom, pretty much for the first time in modern history, George Washington said, there is no such thing as personal human rights without property ownership. And he said that for several very interesting and important reasons. But the principle is sound. If you are dependent on a greater power for everything, then you are not free. You place yourself as an individual in quite a precarious situation. It was, in fact, the formula for living, the sort of political reality for most of human history. If you look back at a simple setup like the serfs of Europe, this is a group of people who owned nothing and simply contributed to the overlord, who determined what they could and could not have. And they had zero rights. It is the property that you own that actually ensures your rights to a great degree. So while this may sound like a very enlightened idea, sort of a communal collectivist utopia, there are many problems with this once you start thinking about how it might actually be implemented. And that's what concerns me.
So Douglas, is there a risk here that we could see an encroachment of state power into the lives of ordinary individuals and essentially a kind of creeping tyranny that takes hold?
Well, economist and historian Dr. Thomas Sowell makes a very interesting point about how humans evaluate political systems. And he says we make the terrific mistake of evaluating them based on their kindly sounding intentions before the fact, rather than on their outcomes after the fact. And he proposes the idea that our world, our politics, would look very different if we had to judge each thing that politicians and governments try based on the outcomes instead of the intentions. At the intention stage, it is remarkably easy for smooth politicians to stand up and say kindly sounding things. Now, the sorts of things that we're hearing from Davos and from the likes of the proponents of the Great Reset all talk about collectivist and communal living and how nobody will own anything. But now consider for just a second, that is already a fallacy. Someone somewhere has to own. And in fact, what happens is if you take ownership out of the hands of a broad-based populace and of many separate entrepreneurs and families and individuals, and you concentrate it into the hands of, say, a few multinational corporations working together with government, Well, firstly, that system is by definition fascistic. This idea of an all-powerful government and the businesses that work in conjunction with them. It leads very quickly to cronyism, to the types of corruption that we see, particularly in South Africa, where we are so keen on talking about business and government collaborating. And doesn't that just sound like such a good thing, business and government collaborating? What happens there is you have the people who own the rules, enforce right and wrong, and have a financial incentive to be corrupt, working with the people who have the money and have an incentive to corrupt them. It's a dreadful formula just to begin with. However, what concerns me is perhaps on a bigger scale than that. When we talk about collective ownership, we are often told that the great thing about it is that everybody will own. The reality of the thing is that nobody but those in power own. And that impulse to take away private property ownership and to concentrate it into the hands of a representative government is purely Marxist. I mean, it is the heart and soul of the Marxist idea, which stripped down to its basics is nobody owns property, it is collectively owned. And as I say, of course, the fallacy there is that it is not actually collectively owned, it is owned by those in power. Now, what can go wrong with that? Well, if we look at modern day China, we get a very good example of this one. Modern day China, of course, a bit of a mixed economy. They have prospered to the degree that they've started permitting free trade. However, they are still very much a Marxist society. And they work according to social credit scores. And social credit scores, imposed by law, represent a very chilling idea. Now imagine this, for example. You as a family do not own your home. You do not own what is around you. You do not own your business. The government has absolute control because they are the representative of collective ownership. Now imagine a scenario in which you do something that the government does not approve of. You read a book that it doesn't want you to read. You write an essay or an article that it doesn't like. You create a YouTube video commenting on something in a negative way. Now, those are all things that productive human beings do to critique and build and grow their society. But you can't do it there. And if you do something that the government disapproves of, using these social credit scores, they can ghost you. They can effectively lock you out of your world. And it works because you don't own anything. It is that ownership, that broad-based private ownership, that keeps people free from government tyranny. Maggie Thatcher from the UK very famously embarked on a project to expand human liberty in her nation by trying to ensure as much broad-based private and individual ownership.
That's only one third through his talk. We will continue that on tomorrow's program. A lot to think about. I have a commentary coming up on all this tomorrow, but we're trying to give you a deeper look at what's occurring that will impact you. The key is, what will you do? Now, something brand new. I've waited a year to be able to share this with you. And I finally come up with a brand new formula for a vitamin C. Now, I have what is arguably one of the best vitamin C compounds, Supremacy, in different flavors, different sizes, some capsules, vegan capsules, some powders. High potency, where it really functions at a level you want it to. But then I wanted to create a 100% all-natural vitamin C, meaning the vitamin C is coming from exact fruits, but some of these were very difficult to get. In fact, I had to go to Australia to get them. And others. And it took a year to get supplies in because of shipment problems and growing. They had to grow it. And I finally got it in. We got it put into our servings. And as of yesterday, it arrived. I haven't even got mine yet. It is a naturally sourced Supremacy Extra. So I think this is going to be, could be the ultimate vitamin C. Now, it doesn't mean you can't take the others for the higher potencies. Yes, I do that every day. But if you want something that really is high in ORAC, O-R-A-C, per serving, let's say that some products you'll eat might contain 100 ORAC. Okay, good. Some less, some more. And this contains 11,000 units of ORAC per serving, for a single serving. 11,000 units. That is really, really, really high. That means the antioxidants. That means the protective antioxidants that are going through your blood and every cell of your body, all your neurons in your heart, your lungs. That's what you want. That's that. What this is the best of the best that I can possibly imagine. I created this, invented it, putting it all together. But what's in it? Amla, AMLA extract, acerola extract, kakadu, K-A-K-A-D-U, plum, it's a plum, camu, grapeseed extract, green tea extract, and pomegranate extract. We put it all together, it comes as all of our other stuff does, and it is absolutely unique. So I got as much as I could, which is not a lot, and because they told me it may take a year to get resupplied. It took 6 months just to get it from Australia to where it went to Canada, then it had to come into the United States. All these routing problems we're having, I'm trying to bypass them. So as much as they could possibly get that I had to buy, I did. Still not a lot. So if you want to get what I now consider the finest vitamin C in the world, the highest ORAC I could possibly create, 11,000 units of ORAC. Now, just do this. If you want to know, I never make a claim, but if you want to know what makes this really special, why don't you just Google health benefits of amla, A-M-L-A, acerola, kakadu, plum, camu, grapeseed extract, green tea, and pomegranate extracts. And you'll say, oh my goodness, I didn't know these did all this. Yeah, they did all that. Now, I could put this up there and tell you what I know this does, but I don't do that. I simply say, do your own homework. I've done the hard work. I've got the product. I created it. It took a year to get it into house. We finally arrived today, and so now it's yours. Now, mind you, I still use my other vitamin C because I want the high potency. This has about 860 milligrams per serving. I take a lot more than that, so I'm still taking my Supremacy Extra and five times a day. So for the high potency, the power punch that you want to give your body every day to keep it as strong and as immune competent as possible, all the other Supremacies do that. But for a pure source, I didn't start off with a formulated ascorbic acid and buffer it and add ascorbates to it. No, this is what happens when you take the juice out of the amla and the acerola, and you just dry it, and you put it together. It's real. It's not complicated, but it's powerful beyond my imagination, my hope. Just remember, do your homework. Google ORAC and why the ORAC, having high ORAC every day in your body, could be the single most important thing you could do for your health. And then that tells you about all your fruits and vegetables. These particular fruits because these are the highest, plus the green tea, because these match my formula I wanted to create. It's an all naturally sourced Supremacy Extra. Okay? Long time coming. I'm very excited today to be able to offer it to you. How do you get it? Call 877-627-5065. Again, 877-627-5065, or call Neil at the Vitamin Closet, and you can go by and pick one up. And we're limiting it to 3 to a person because I've already put a reorder in and tried to expedite it just because I know we're going to run out of this relatively short period of time, probably in the next 4 weeks or sooner. But at least you have had it. At least we start the process. All right? Call Neil at 646-926-5430, 646-926-5430, because you can have a glass of orange juice, and I recommend you do, all right? Because now we're finding out it is about 10 times more powerful than what we have been led to believe. So they got to rewrite all the textbooks and nutrition books on how powerful a glass of orange juice is. I make myself a fresh glass of orange juice every single morning, among everything else I take. But I spike that with my advanced Supremacy because I'm with the real high potency. But I've always wanted to have a absolutely pure, high-power ORAC. The ORAC represents the antioxidant capacity in your body, and that's what you want. So you can eat one food and get 100 units, but you can take one serving and get 11,000 units of ORAC in your body, flooding your body. You show me something that's better than that for your health, good for them. But until you can, this is it. So you can take any combination. You can take the Natural Source Supremacy Extra and any of the other vitamin, any other supremacy you want. 877-627-5065 until they're gone. And we, unfortunately, I placed an order as large as I could, and they cut that in half because of supply. But we're, you know, I'm trying to jump ahead on this to get the next order in, just launching it today. That's it, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Pass it all forward. I'll see you back here tomorrow.